You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Many areas of the world will be watching and reporting on today's elections in the United States. In fact, CAP Radio is hosting a team of journalists from the BBC in London. And I asked them to step into the studio with me for a few minutes before they begin what, for them, will be a very long broadcast day. We have presenter Nuala McGovern, and she is one of the top presenters on the BBC World Service. She hosts a two-hour daily program called Outside Source, OS, although I think the shift is very, very long for her today. Hi, Nuala.
Hi, thank you so much for having us, Beth.
So BBC has been in the United States for past elections, but I think your presence has been limited to Washington, D.C. What changed this year? You have a team in St. Louis and a team here in Sacramento.
Yes, I mean, you know, I lived in the United States for a number of years until 2009, and then I moved to London and to the BBC. And there was always an interest in American elections, presidential elections in particular. But I have never seen anything, and I don't think the BBC has ever seen anything like the interest there is in the moment. I'm talking about for midterm elections. These used to come and go without a global audience really knowing about them. I'm talking about outside of America. But now it has turned into something that will always become the most watched, the most listened, the most read. So I think to that end, then, the BBC wanted to have a spread across the country instead of being just Washington, D.C. focused. And the fact we could come to CAP Radio and hang out with our public radio peers and be here for election night, which has already been really interesting this morning, walking around your newsroom, is just fantastic. And it gives us an element to be able to hang on to your knowledge and expertise of this area, which for us is just so valuable.
You're here in the West, where the polls close the latest of anywhere in the country. I couldn't help but notice in your face yesterday when you said to me, "What results do you think you'll have in the House races?" And I said back to you, "Maybe nothing on election night." And I could see there was expectation and then some disappointment in hearing that.
Because I think, I mean, we're also curious, right, about what this outcome will be. And we're going to be on air, so West Coast time, 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. And many people are like, OK, well, what is it? And for global listeners as well, it's very much, do Democrats have control of the House? Will this make a difference to the presidency of Donald Trump? Or instead, will it be an endorsement, perhaps, of his presidency thus far? So I'm just thinking, for the listeners, they might have to wait another few days. And I think that's perhaps a little bit of the disappointment. Also, with so many important races on this side.
Nuala, do you think this would have been an evolution in coverage of elections anyway, because we're speaking more globally to each other overall? Or is this specific and now to the Trump presidency and to the engagement that's happening in the United States in both parties?
It's a tough one. I think I'm just thinking off the top of my head that there are elections that we have covered extensively as well. Let's say, I don't know, Brazilian or perhaps that have taken place in Hong Kong, perhaps when there was protests about the electoral process. But I do think the United States and Donald Trump, because there have been a lot of decisions made that are international decisions, you know, whether it was about the North America Free Trade Agreement or the World Trade Organization. I know the names have been changed by Mr. Trump already, but those things will affect people in other parts of the world. So I think when you have a leader who's changing things up quite a bit, and however you feel about that politically, but for, you know, I don't know, our Chinese listeners, for example, you know, those things will make a difference when it comes to tariffs or maybe how things that, you know, that affect California can then have a knock-on effect. So, yeah, we're more connected. We're more connected by trade. We're more connected by economy. So I suppose that also then turns into that we're more interested in the politics of another country, because then it may affect your own country and affect you wherever you are in the world.
California voters will choose a new governor,
yes,
as you know, and as you're watching. It's so significant in the end of the era of Jerry Brown and this governor who's made such an international name and key issues for himself. How important is the governor's race. How much will London and your global audience be listening to who follows Jerry Brown?
Here's the thing. I think they would know the name Jerry Brown. They might be less familiar with Gavin Newsom and John Cox. Gavin Newsom maybe might have broken through a little bit, just as his previous position as mayor, etc. But I think he may become, or that person may become, depending whether it's Democrat or Republican, another either repudiation or endorsement of the power of Donald Trump. And I am going to be taking a look in the coming days about California, because some see it as a seat of resistance.
You say that with some question?
I do, because I'm the newcomer. I'm the blow-in. Right?
I think so much of the state politics, at least to this point, have been with feet planted in, and some pride in being resistance. Gavin Newsom's recent campaign ads and even John Cox's positioning of where he is with the Trump administration says that California wants to continue to set itself apart as a state.
So I'm going to try and tell that story in the coming days, but it's more difficult for me to tell it if I don't know the result.
We might see a stronger trend in the governor's race than we will certainly in those key House races. So what's your broadcast plan? You said you're on the air for about 8 hours. How much does that mean for you and the team?
Quite a lot. I just saw some supplies going in there of basically sugar and caffeine. And we have my other colleague, Jamie Kumarasamy, who's in St. Louis, Missouri, that your listeners might know from NewsHour. Also Philippa Thomas, that you probably know from BBC World News. She's instead in Washington, D.C. So the three of us are presenting together over the night, and we'll probably move states to states depending on when results come in. Then tomorrow, if Cap Radio is not tired of us, we're going to broadcast OS Outside Source tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. with or without results. We'll see how it goes. Also speaking to Cap Radio reporters, bringing them also to the rest of our listeners around the world. So, yeah, we're here for the duration.
Well, if you're not too worn out after your 10 p.m. finish line tonight, we'll still be here. I'll Great. Still be broadcasting in the studio. I would love to have you stop by if you can give me a sense of what some of the reaction is from not only London, but beyond, what you hear listeners saying about what's happening and whatever we might know about the elections at that point.
I would love to do that. If you're here, Beth, I'm here.
All right.
Thank you.
That is Nuala McGovern with the BBC and the team here at Cap Radio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.